Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Venice. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
We are uniquely positioned in our family, in our community, in our friend group, geographically, and in our work. Oftentimes, we are looking at how our role or a company fits us, our lifestyle, our dreams, or desires. Or on the flip side, we are looking at whether or not we are good enough for this or that, him or her, but it's so much bigger than all of that. Matthew 11:15 reads, "He who has ears to hear, let him be listening, and let him consider and perceive and comprehend by hearing." We must listen for God's voice and allow him to tell us who to pray for and where to stand in the gap on their behalf. If you actively listen, you can discern and learn a whole lot. The question then becomes, what will you do with the information once you have it? Will you be judgmental? Will you look down on a person or talk about them with someone else? Or will you actually do something about it, especially if you are a believer and you know the power that you hold? Having Jesus in your life and him already giving you the victory, it's what are you going to do with that information? What difference are you going to make? Case in point, someone close to me became quite distant, isolating themselves constantly and spending a lot of time alone. A lot of that alone time was spent on social media, watching TV, or just being lost in thoughts of past traumas. And they have severe insomnia. And we were in a conversation, and we were discussing strategies around helping someone else. And this person admitted to being in turmoil and having to literally survive a battle 24 hours at a time, fighting sadness, depression, anxiety, fighting demonic forces daily. In that moment, God opened my eyes of understanding around their behavior, you know, how it's changed lately. And I was just like, oh my God, I understand. And I have to go to war on their behalf. I'm uniquely positioned to stand in the gap for them in this moment. And this person knows Jesus, knows his word, but just doesn't have the strength to fight on their own. And so armed with this information, I can now use my own weapons of warfare to fight on their behalf and go to battle for them. We've already got the victory, and we have an arsenal full of weapons to fight against the enemy. We inevitably win. The crazy part is the enemy knows that. We know that. But how quickly we forget. We drop our dukes and soften our fighting stance. Meanwhile, the enemy keeps coming. He keeps punching. Just keeps coming after us over and over again. Then we find ourselves against the ropes, barely hanging on. And the enemy just keeps punching. And there are times that instead of crying out to God and reaching for our Bibles and God's truth, we reach for temporary pleasures to soften the enemy's blows and get him to ease up. It feels easier than adjusting our posture and fighting back. But we must fight anyway. The problem is you can't do it alone. Not when you're under that much stress and those many forces coming against you at one time. It's much harder. Ecclesiastes 4:9 through 12 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good, more satisfying reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie down together, then they have warmth. But how can one be warm alone? And though a man might prevail against him who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken." With Jesus, you can overcome anything. 1 John 4:4 tells us, "Little children, you are of God. You belong to him, and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because he who lives in you is greater than he who is in the world. And so we have the weapons to fight, and we have the victory, we have the power. It's just a matter of using it. And so one of the things that I have is this book called Prayers That Avail Much. And it's got over 100 prayers that are all laced with scripture in order for you to be able to pray them out loud and fight on your behalf, on the behalf of others, to be able to stand in the gap, to intercede. It helps you have the words when you're not quite sure how to pray. You know, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so one of the ones that I pulled specifically for standing in the gap and specifically for this person and prayed over them is called Deliverance from Satan and His Demonic Forces. And this is a prayer that you can pray over that friend, that loved one, that family member, whoever it is that you need to stand in the gap for. Once they've been able to name the demon that they're up against, then you can go in here and put their name in here. It also gives you a space to put in the exact thing they're fighting against, so that you can call that thing out, because you have to name it. And then once you name it, then it's like, okay, now I can overcome it. I can pray against it. Because when you're just like, oh, it's just the thing I'm feeling, you aren't naming it. Naming it is huge, because that brings awareness. Now it's like, okay, now you have a target that you can go after and overcome. So oftentimes we don't name it, or we're scared to give it a name because we feel like that's going to give it power or control, but it's already got that power and control because you're sitting in it and you're not fighting against it, especially if you're not telling anyone else about it. But once you've told someone about it and you've named it, then they can also go to bat on your behalf. Or if it's you talking to somebody else, you can now go to bat on their behalf. So I'm going to put a copy of this in the notes so that you can download it whenever you want to and be able to use it to fight on other people's behalf. I'm not going to say the person's name right now. I'm just going to refer to them as my friend for their own protection. But where I say my friend is where you can put your person's name in there and be able to use it. You can write it in once you print it out and just keep speaking it out and speaking it out until you see it come to pass. So we're going to pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come boldly to your throne of grace and present my friend before you. I stand in the gap and intercede in behalf of my friend, knowing that the Holy Spirit within me takes hold together with me against the evils that would attempt to hold my friend in bondage. I unwrap my friend from the bonds of wickedness with my prayers and take my shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the adversary that would come against my friend. Father, you say that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You say for me to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. So I speak to you, Satan, and to the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, and the demonic spirits of sadness, depression, and anxiety assigned to my friend. I take authority over you and bind you away from my friend in the mighty name of Jesus. You loose my friend and let them go free in the name of Jesus. I demand that you desist in your maneuvers now. Satan, you are a spoiled and defeated foe. Ministering spirits of God, you go forth in the name of Jesus and provide the necessary help to and assistance for my friend. Father, I have laid hold of my friend's salvation and their confession of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I speak of things that are not as though they were, for I choose to look at the unseen, the eternal things of God. I say that Satan shall not get an advantage over my friend, for I am not ignorant of Satan's devices. I resist Satan, and he has run in terror from my friend in the name of Jesus. I give Satan no place in my friend. I plead the blood of the Lamb over my friend for Satan, and his cohorts are overcome by that blood and your word. I thank you, Father, that I tread on serpents and scorpions, and all over all the power of the enemy in my friend's behalf. My friend is delivered from this present evil world. They are delivered from the powers of darkness and translated into the kingdom of your dear Son. Father, I ask you now to fill those vacant places within my friend with your redemption, your word, your Holy Spirit, your love, your wisdom, your righteousness, and your revelation knowledge in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that my friend is redeemed by the blood of Jesus out of the hand of Satan. They are justified and made righteous by the blood of Jesus and belong to you, spirit, soul, and body. I thank you that every enslaving yoke is broken, for they will not become the slave of anything or be brought under its power in the name of Jesus. My friend has escaped the snare of the devil who has held them captive, and henceforth does your will, Father, which is to glorify you in their spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Father, that Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Satan's works are destroyed in my friend's life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you that my friend walks in the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Being able to stand in the gap and pray for someone is very freeing. It's freeing for them, and it's freeing for you. Of course, it makes the enemy upset, and it's a continual journey. We're constantly fighting against the enemy, but we already have the victory. So you don't have to worry or be concerned that if you stand in the gap that, oh, now the enemy's coming after me. The enemy wakes up every day coming after each and every one of us. But that's why we have to have our whole armor on and be ready. And so that way, now that we have our armor on, just like TSA tells you when you're on the plane to put your mask on first, you put your armor on. But then you can also stand in the gap for someone else, because in those moments that you're weak or you're being fought, you know, against, then somebody else can stand in the gap for you as well. And we're just constantly praying. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. It says that in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. The enemy is constantly roaming. He's seeking whom he can devour. But we've got to use the power that we have, because Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. He tells us that in John 10:10. The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. But that was not Jesus's assignment. And his purpose is for us to continually becoming more and more like him, so that when he does return, we can go be with him. But between now and that moment, we've got a battle. We've all got a battle every single day that we've got to fight. And there are times that you've got to stand in the gap and help someone else fight too. Again, two. One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. We just read in 1 John 4:4, you know, greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. You know, we talked about in Ecclesiastes how, you know, a trifold cord is not easily broken. That's because Jesus is right there in the midst. If two of us gather together in his name, he's right there in the midst. And if we ask anything, it shall be done. So you've got to remember the power of having more than one person. You remember when Jesus sent out the disciples? He sent them out two by two. He didn't send them out as one. Because we just read in that scripture how difficult it is when it's just one person. Does that mean that every single prayer you've got to have somebody else with you? No. You obviously have to have your own personal relationship with Christ. But when you're struggling and you're up against a wall, you have to reach out for help so that the two of you can help you move forward. So don't suffer in isolation. Stand in the gap for someone else, because somebody's standing in the gap for you. If you want to talk about it more, feel free to reach out. You can send an email to freedom@toniadbenes.com. Again, it's freedom@toniadbenes.com. I look forward to continuing the conversation. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbenes.substack.com. Thank you for being here.